This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk with an update on our team's training for America's Cup. Emirates Team New Zealand had a jib peel off the forestay to swing back towards the port pods. Pete Burling breaks down the incident.
Yeah, we're not quite sure why that let go, but for us it's all about learning. You know, we're kind of really obviously wanting to push the gear, push things hard, and it's obviously unfortunate that it broke, but you know, we're obviously lucky that it didn't hit anyone on the way back, and pretty happy that we could get it down, get everything else down, and get the boat back in one piece. But it's never nice to have it being quite that big, but obviously happy to do it early on in the campaign.
ANEOS Britannia team flight controller Luke Parkinson reports on their training.
Today we had a bit of a traditional sea breeze sort of thing fill in. We went out there reasonably early, so you know, we saw everything from 5 knots and then building up to even 18 and then settling back down as the day concluded. It was pretty nice, so we went out there, started off with just a few little takeoffs and practicing a few little techniques and just seeing, you know, what is the bottom end we can sort of take off and playing around.
Doug DeVos of New York Yacht Club American Magic gives his appraisal of where the team are as they prepare to decamp for Barcelona for the rest of America's Cup campaign.
Well, it was great once the wind came in. You know, the first part was a little light, you know, searching for the wind, trying to figure out if we could, you know, how to get the boat out in lighter conditions. Got a little bit more breeze, and so therefore we got the boat rolling a little bit. We're able to, do our normal testing, different angles, upwind and downwind, in the maneuvers. I think we spent a lot of time on the maneuvers, really trying to figure out how to go in and out of them a little bit better with the 40. You're always trying to learn. These are really great new boats, but trying to figure out, you know, how to really maximize this boat and how to really get the performance out of it, and then make sure we're connecting the performance of this boat for what we can do with the 75 ultimately.
Luna Rossa Prada Pirelli have had a month training out of Calgary in near perfect conditions.
Wind was good, and we are looking for waves, and we are not missing the occasion. So we have been a few very good days of sailing so far, and we keep rolling on that. Obviously, keeping up with the sailing boat and the chase cut on the support boat is not that easy, but it's what we need to do and what we need to learn.
It has been nonstop with the Swiss in April, who completed 14 days on the water and welcomed back Boat Zero, the team's AC-75, after significant repairs to the rudder tower after a failure in March.
Max boat speed, I'm not sure exactly, but for sure over 45 knots.
Trials for the Youth and Women's America's Cup teams for the Orient Express team were conducted in April. This is Karen Lell of SailSport Talk with an update on America's Cup.